Well, the big news from one community to the next is when the Pfizer vaccine arrives. What can you tell us about what's happening in Otero County?
Well, what we know is that Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center has received its first round of the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. It's got a really long technical name, but what they are telling us there is that those particular doses are going to be reserved for first responders. Now, we know that several first responders have received them already, and it'll be about 21 days before the second dose will be given to those recipients.
Do you have any idea about how many members of the community so far have been able to get vaccinated?
So members of the community, vaccines are not yet available to them. These doses are going directly to the frontline workers.
Oh, forgive me. As community members themselves, I guess my question really was just how many vaccines were distributed so far in the county?
Yes. So what we know is that they got about 200 doses.
Yeah, and we're all waiting with bated breath to see when there might be more arriving and how we can kind of move down that ladder to get to the point where we're all able to get one, hopefully sooner rather than later.
That is the hope.
Yeah, moving on to Sacramento Elementary. We've been hearing you talk about the progress along the way for some time now, and looks like demolition already complete?
Demolition has been completed. Now, Sacramento Elementary School was knocked down virtually on December 18th. Since they couldn't hold a public event, it was live-streamed for the public. Now, that school was built in 1956, and it closed in 2017. So the plan is that the students at this school will have a new one to attend very shortly.
All right, very well. And while we're on the topic of schools, teachers have been finding new and inventive ways to help their kids through this pandemic, their students through this pandemic, not only in their education, but in lots of other ways, too. And that includes emotionally dealing with the stress of COVID-19. How have you found that teachers are adapting?
Well, what we have found is that because teachers are meeting their students online in a virtual capacity, what they are looking for is a virtual way to help those students cope with being away from school, being away from their friends, being out of the classroom where normally they would have interactions. We did a great piece on two Alamogordo native teachers, Rachel Montoya and her sister Tanya Estrada, who are working in the Las Cruces Public Schools. And they have an interesting curriculum using emojis that really helps a student connect with the way that they are feeling on a day-to-day basis, but also helps them kind of examine those feelings, be able to talk about them, and to, in a healthy way, express them.
If you're old enough to remember when emojis were a brand new thing, I don't know if we really understood what an important role they could play in society in the very near future.
You know, those text messages you get with emojis, think of them in a new way now that you know that they are really an expression of who you are. And, you know, it's a great idea to do with your kids at home as well.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful holiday.
You as well, and happy holidays to all your listeners.